You out there?
Yes, I'm here in the Aronoff. That wasn't hard. How's everybody doing out here? Hello. Good to see you. Good to see you all. Dick Klein is here somewhere. Cincinnati, if I win the quiz, can I get Carl Castle on my answering machine? Wrong show, Dick Klein. Where is Dick? Oh, hi, Dick. See, I'm on this side and you're over there. It's just typical, isn't it?
Wait, don't tell me.
Yeah, okay. Wait, don't say it. Chuck Klom, Cincinnati, retired firefighter. Probably on that side, too. Okay, why do I never get anything right here? Do you think I'm really as bad a driver as my New York wife says I am? Where is Chuck?
I'm right here.
Huh? You look like a bad driver. The guy I see always cutting me off looks a lot like you. Yeah. My wife won't drive with me. Well, that's just one of the things she won't. But driving is a big one. Where'd you get my shoes? I don't know where I got my shoes. Mail order, you know. Back of magazines, you find them. Well, all right, so I got the wrong... I've never done this before, actually.
Yeah, wrong
section.
Usually the
section, show works
wrong.
Like clockwork. You blinded me with that. Are you all right?
Yeah.
What? What? Oh, sure. First you blind me with your camera, your Michigan camera, and then you don't want to talk to me.
Right, and it's a lousy picture.
Yeah, it's not a good picture. Well, here, let me pose for you there. Okay. You got it? Did I get back? Okay. How's this? Is the light all right? It's better? Better, okay. Yeah, that's not too bad. Looks pretty good. And you are?
Mm-mm.
No. I'm having a lot of luck out here. You want to talk to me?
Oh, I'll talk to you, sure.
Okay, good. How are you?
Should I stand up or can I sit down?
Whatever you want to do.
Sit down.
Stand up, sit down.
Sitting's cool.
Sitting is cool. There. Stand up. Yeah. He wants to see you. Yes.
Hi.
And you are?
Nancy Nolan.
Nancy, what are you doing these days?
Well, I have my own company.
I'm you do?
Artist manager for classical musicians.
Well, we could use that. Jazz?
I
jazz
do.
Qualified?
Oh, actually.
Jazz?
I actually sing jazz.
Oh, you do?
But
do you...
not today.
Oh, okay. But do you manage jazz?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well, we've got a very talented group here.
They're wonderful.
Yeah.
Do they have agent?
No, they don't have... do you have agents? No, no.
Well, there you are. I'll get my business card out.
Okay. All right, we got stuff worked out here. Thank you very much. This has been very helpful.
Nice to meet
yes.
you.
Yes. They're underrepresented. Hi. Okay. Oh, here.
Hi. I'm Julia.
Hi, Julia.
How is the chili?
What chili?
Cincinnati chili.
Well, you know, it's coming up later. We got some on the
Did
show
you
here.
Eat it?
Yeah. No, not yet.
Oh.
I'm waiting for that magic
How about
moment.
Grater's?
What?
How about Grater's ice cream?
No, I haven't had that either.
Oh.
Well, give me a break. I just got to town, and I can't do everything
it's
at once.
The best ice cream I've ever had
All right,
anywhere.
And then what do I have to have?
There's not much else here that I can give a shout out to.
All right. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I'm working on it.
Thank you.
Getting a lot of pictures here. It's really $5. $5. Anyone else wants?
Sign.
Oregon Pinot Noir expert.
Yes.
Is that you?
Yes.
Okay, well, we don't really have that on the show here today, but...
My friend Julie asked me to hold up this sign because she knew I was coming. Yes. I am from Portland, Oregon, and I saw...
And how are the Pinots this year?
Well, they're fabulous. David Letts, Erie Vineyards, wonderful.
Okay, there's a tip. You got it here. You heard it here first. Okay, we got to run. That means when Jim sounds that horn, I jump, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you did, but I certainly have to. So we go right to the quiz then, Jim. Huh?
Indeed, we do.
Okay, let's see the hands of those of you who didn't get a chance last time. And need a chance. What? It's too important to you, I think. Oh, come on. Don't palpitate. Jeez. Hi.
Hi, Mike Wood.
What's your name, then? Hi, Mike Wood. Are you from here?
Here. Dad here. Grandfather here. Nobody leaves here.
Yeah. That's because the roads don't go out. That's. And what do you do? What line are you in?
I'm an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
your nose and throat?
We can work with you.
All right, Dr. Wood, come on down here. I don't know why you should be my problem. We can work with you. What's wrong with my nose and throat? My ears, I have some problems with sometimes. They tend to get clogged up. And my nose, I guess, occasionally. I get some congestion. I think I might have a septum problem. Deviated.
You know, there's just a limit to what medical science can do.
That's what you want, a doctor who insults you before he examines you. You don't want your doctor laughing at you when you walk in the office and say, you know, oh, I think we can do something for that. That's not, is that the approach you take to your practice?
Pretty much consistently, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Wood. Is your practice here in town?
Right, Christ Hospital, Cincinnati, right on the top of one of the hills here.
Okay. I'm going to call you Mike, though, because you're not working now.
I'm not, no beeper today.
Yeah. So you got the weekend off, pretty much? Or?
Weekend off here with friends. This is birthday present for me.
Birthday present today?
Today's a birthday present.
Boy, we got the birthday thing going here. Isn't that nice? Someone out there plays along with you. Are you ready, Doc?
Ready.
This is an encore performance, so don't call today, but save your call for another time.
Here is the question, something should have learned in school. Big, strong men will rarely eat... What? Very rarely eat pork chops. I want to know, what am I talking about? If you know, give us a call here. Big, strong men very rarely eat pork chops. I guess you'd have to be from Cincinnati to understand that, and maybe even then you wouldn't understand it. Let's go to Dan. He's from Cincinnati. Hey, Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The answer is it's the sequence of streets in downtown Cincinnati.
You got it. The North-South streets. All right. Easy way to remember. So Jim didn't even come up with that one. Hi, Dan. How's it going?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you at home now? Or?
Yes, I am.
Yeah? And have you heard the show before, Dan? You know how this works?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you need an eye, ear, nose, and throat man?
Yes, I do, in fact.
Oh, I got one. I can fix you. I get a 10% rebate on this.
So Medicare will pay you for that one.
Okay. Mike and Dan, your partners,
Dan,
right now.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
He feels the same way, is what he means to say. And here are the categories we have, Dan.
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends?
Okay, pick first one, Dan, if you would.
Current events.
Current events. All right, here we go. Yes, there it is. President Obama's Ohio blitzkrieg. He was here for a brief time. I want to know how brief was his stay on the ground in Ohio on his recent trip here.
In hours?
In minutes.
In minutes.
Or you can round it off to, hours.
I'm going to say half an hour.
Less than an hour. Is that good enough?
Less than an hour, 58 minutes would be less than an hour.
Yes, it is.
Yes, okay, that's cool. 58 minutes on the ground, as measured by one individual.
One right, no wrong.
Okay, you knew I was going to ask that. Okay, what's left there, Jeff?
People, places, school, science, odds and ends.
Let's do science.
Dr. Mike. Take science. Okay, you should be good at this, right? Protons, are they larger or smaller than we thought originally?
I missed the word.
Protons.
Photons, P-H-O-T-O-N-S.
No. Protons.
Protons.
I'm still not...
Protons, neutrons,
electrons, neutrons, protons.
Electrons, protons, are they actually larger or smaller than we thought? New measurements of protons.
Am I allowed to use a lifeline on this?
No.
No, you're not. Wrong show once again. Let's try and stay with the format. Larger, or smaller, easy.
I'm saying smaller.
I'm going to go with smaller. The
smaller,
front.
Yes, they're smaller. Front they're 4% like smaller than we thought. Jim?
Two right and no wrong.
What's left, Jim?
People, places, school, odds and ends.
Okay. Dan?
People.
People? This kind of survey results. What's worse for Cincinnatians, making cold sales calls or getting a root canal? We got the Dan here.
I'm going to say cold sales call. People in Cincinnati will do business with you if they knew your parents.
Correct. I'll go with that.
Yes, that's right. You got it. Holy cow. They've won.
They've won the quiz. They can stop now, take a prize, and they go on.
You guys are too good.
They can go on for the mother load. They do have to get two questions correctly from our three remaining categories. And if they do, sometimes you bite the dog. And if you miss either one, the dog bites you.
Oh, let's go, Jim.
They're going to go for it. Dan, okay with you? Yes.
Right. Fine.
They're going for everything we have, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to break the bank. Jim Packard, what's left?
Places, school, odds and ends.
All right.
Dan, that's you.
Places.
Places, okay. All right, Fountain Square, the figure on top, the fountain. Is it A, the genius of water, B, the genius of Procter & Gamble, or C, a genius for a pig?
A. Definitely the genius of water.
A, I agree.
Yes, genius of water. And lovely she is. That would be...
Four right, no
oh,
wrong.
Oh, this is it then. This is getting pretty excited. Down to the wire here.
This comes down to school or odds and ends.
This is scary.
School or odds and ends?
School.
School, okay. Should have learned this in school. All right, the Cincinnati paradox. Heading east to west takes twice as long as traveling north to south. Explain.
Traveling east to west?
Yeah.
Well, there's interstate going north and south, and the sun is in your eyes when you go from east to west.
Dan?
I'll buy that.
You go along with that?
Yes.
The Cincinnati Paradox. That's right. You got it. Woo! Congratulations. You won everything.
Dan, you won a trio of beer buckets and T-shirts from Cincinnati's own Huddipole Shingling Brewing Company, makers of the classic Huddy Delight, Huddy Bach, and Little King's Cream Ale beers. Keep the kids entertained with the music of Mozart, Debussy.
He said it wrong, didn't he?
And more on the 2-CD collection Classics for Kids from WGOC Radio, along with the Peter Pan Ballet CD from the Cincinnati Ballet. And for you, Dr. Mike, you keep cool this summer with a number of gift cards for Grater's Irresistible Ice Cream, makers of French pot ice cream the old-fashioned way, 2 gallons at a time, a tradition in the Queen City since 1870, and reduce single bag waste with a pair of fashionable, reusable, environmentally friendly Chico bags from Cincinnati Public Radio, along with tickets to Jungle Jim's Weekend of Fire coming up in 2 weeks. Congratulations to you.
Let's hear it for nose, ears, and throat. Thank you, Doc. You did a great job. Dan, hang on for a second. Make sure you get that.